Welcome to your five for the day. How do we explain what we see going on in the world today? Terrorist attacks, child abuse, racism, world hunger. Subconsciously, we probably ask ourselves questions like these quite often. But consciously, we rarely do. We're so busy living our lives, we rarely stop and wonder why. But then something happens to wake us up. Parents get divorced. The girl down the street gets abducted. A relative gets cancer. That wakes us up for a while. But then we can often sink back into denial. That is, until another tragedy hits. Then we're likely to think, something isn't right here. Something is really, really wrong. This isn't how life's supposed to be. So why do bad things happen? Why isn't this world a better place? There is an answer to the why question found in the Bible, but it's not an answer that most people like to hear. The world is the way it is because it's the world that we, in a sense, have asked for. Sounds strange? What or who could make this world different than the way it is? What or who could guarantee that life is pain-free for everyone all the time? God could. God could accomplish that. But he doesn't. At least not right now. And we are angry with him as a result. We say God can't be all-powerful and all-loving. If he were, this world wouldn't be the way it is. We say this hoping that God will then change his position on the matter. Our hope is that putting a guilt trip on him will make him change the way he's doing things. But he doesn't seem to budge. Why doesn't he? God doesn't budge. He doesn't change things right now, because he's given us what we asked for, a world where we get to treat him as though he's absent and unnecessary. We've all tried to make life work without God. Why do we do that? Probably because we're all bought into the notion that there's something more valuable, more important than God. For different people, it's different things. But the mindset is the same. God isn't what's most important in life. In fact, I'd just as do it without him altogether. What's God's view on all of this? He's not smug. In fact, God could rightly be viewed as leaning forward, compassionate, longing for us to turn to him so that he can bring real life to us. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But not all are willing to go to him. Jesus commented on this when he said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often have I longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you are not willing." Again, Jesus brings the issue back to our relationship with him. "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." There is no question that there is pain and intense suffering in this world. Some of it is explained by selfish, hateful actions on the part of others. Some of it defies an explanation in this life. But God offers us himself. God gives us the knowledge that he has endured also and is aware of our pain and needs. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." There is ample reason to be afraid, distressed, and troubled. But God can give us his peace, which is greater than the problem before us. He is, after all, God, the Creator, the one who has always existed, the one who knows us intimately, even the smallest, insignificant details. And if we will trust him with our lives, relying on him even though we encounter difficulties, he will hold us securely. Thank you for listening.